Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're always going to make the best decisions for, you know, the team and the player. That doesn't mean we, you know, can't take advantage of this time. And like I said, I hope when you talk to him in a, you know, a year from now, I said, man, that gave me a different vantage point, and I wanted him to gain something from this time, and that's what we hope to accomplish from that.
The voice of Dan Quinn, head coach of the Commanders. Welcome back to GND. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori and Murad, can help you to draft a last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. The news trickled out about 90 minutes ago. In fact, it was leaked originally to the national media, as is generally the case. Ian Rappaport broke the news about 3 minutes before a Dan Quinn press conference. It's either him or Schefter, one or the other.
I guess, do they take turns? Is it like rock, paper, scissors before who gets to break it?
The timing's always fascinating, yeah. Too. It's like as Dan Quinn's walking to the podium, they somehow unearth these bombshells. But it was Rap Sheet who had it minutes before the presser began. And then Dan Quinn, addressing the local media, said this.
Then the last thing I hit you on will be regarding Jaden. And we're going to sit him for the final three games. And I know your first question likely is, well, DQ, what went into that? And the answer is it was a lot, and part medical and part team. As of today, he still wasn't all the way cleared to play. So, like last week, wouldn't have all the results until the end of the week, and then a short week next week with the Christmas game. So we believe this decision allows him to take advantage of the next few weeks in a different play. He wants to practice, and he will practice. He also wants to support Marcus in a way that Marcus has demonstrated and helped him. And so, like, I thought that was significant. We all know the best way to grow is during the games, but with that, you know, not being the best way for us, there's plenty of ways for him to learn, you know, over the next 3 weeks. And, you know, he's going to learn from this vantage point, too. So I just wanted to give you all the info that I had. And then.
Interesting that Dan Quinn said, we all know the best way to grow is during games. And he had him throw zero passes this preseason. I sincerely hope their training camp looks a lot different this summer.
It's going to have to, right?
And I really hope that their preseason plan looks a lot different. Now, I have no confidence that'll be the case because the evidence all the way through the season, all the way up until this minute, is that whenever they reach a crossroads, they take the path of less
practice
challenge. No, the, yeah. You know, they basically,
yeah, I know.
I don't want to keep using the words babied because it sounds bad for Jaden, who's like a gamer and a grinder and tough as nails, and it's just not fair to him. But whenever they get a chance to put him in bubble wrap, they basically have and will. And there's a lot of times where I think that that makes a lot of sense. But in the preseason, you had a chance to get him ready for the season, and you chose not to. Right now, you have a chance to get him ready to get better going into his third year, and you're choosing not to. They do it time and time and time again. But I hope the epiphany has come, and come this offseason, when he's got a clean sheet of health, they operate a little differently in that regard.
Yeah, I hope the Ravens or whomever they schedule it with doesn't last-minute cancel the joint practice and scrimmage. I think that was a valuable thing that got lost before the season. I'm not blaming that on their lack of success overall, but it probably didn't help that they thought they're going to have some work there that never materialized. So screw them for that, their last minute. So I hope that plan gets better next year as well. But yeah, I mean, you're going to have a paradigm shift all around the board. For the way they did it this year, that's everything. What time you ate breakfast, what time you stretch, what time you lifted, what time you watched film. None of it should be sacred. The way you do things is not good enough anymore. Right, I've worked at a number of places, had previous jobs before got a chance to do this one. And whenever there was a regime change, or a new boss or whoever would come in, the ones that were effective rejected the idea that just because that's the way you do it doesn't mean that's how we're always going to do it. I don't care about that's the way you do it, because I'm here because not everything went great, right? And that's kind of what needs to happen right now, is a total overhaul and reevaluation. So that should include the way that they practice and prepare.
Do you think Dan Quinn made this call, or did it come from above him? We're going to get to the phones on this in a moment at 800-636-1067. So it goes without saying that Harris was involved in the discussion. In fact, Toby, if you can find that answer, because it was actually a really weird exchange, I thought. It was Tom Shad who asked Quinn, his question was, how involved was Josh Harris?
Uh-huh.
And DQ basically said, yeah, we talked to him about everything. We talked to him all the time. And Shad, to his credit, great follow-up. I was like, so you guys just informed him you were doing this then? He's like, no. We didn't want to inform him about anything. We don't have that kind of juice. We had a discussion with him. And it makes you wonder, like, well, what does that mean? Is a discussion means he's saying things, you're saying things. Whereas Tom's point was, you guys are the football guys. He's just the owner who counts the money. This should be a, hey, here's what we're doing with the quarterback thing. But as I always say with owners, people take issue with this because we live in D.C. where Dan Snyder ran roughshod over this thing for years. When it comes to GMs, head coaches, and quarterbacks, different than other positions, owners are heavily involved. But here's my answer to who made the call here. All three are talking. All three are in the mix. I get it. I think this was an AP decision. I think this was a Peters call where he and Dan Quinn talk constantly all the time. And maybe on Daniels and whether he's going to play or not, over and over again, you're doing a lot of listening. You're giving a little feedback. And I think after you see what you saw against the Vikings where he comes out again, and oh, by the way, you get eliminated. That's the big difference. First time all season, you're now eliminated. I think you go to the coach and you go, and this is your job as the GM.
Yeah.
Protect next year and the year after. And you go, all right, he's done for the year. Prepare for Marcus the rest of the season. I think this was Peter's call.
Yeah, so it's boring, but I agree with you. It's I don't think this is Dan Quinn at all. I think when you hire Dan Quinn to show up, Dan Quinn shows up. And he is a cliche. He's anybody, anytime, anywhere, street fight, bare knuckles, let's go, we'll fight you, tooth and nail. That's who he is. And that rhetoric is what he's always been. And when he doesn't really work well if it's that anybody, anytime, anywhere, except for Wednesdays. Actually, we can't do next Saturday. Are you free a month from tomorrow? Like, that's not who he is. So if you let him be who he is, Daniels is playing the instant he gets cleared. So is everybody else. And it doesn't matter if the game matters to him or whatever. He's doing the rhetoric now where he wants you. Let's go 5-1 in the division. Like, that's that would be neat, I guess. But that's the accomplishment they're going for after the season has been lost. And he's trying to do everything he possibly can, as he should, by the way, as the head coach, to get the best out of his players. This is an opposite of that. This is not something that would be in his DNA. Someone had to come tell him, hey, I'm above your pay grade here. We're not doing this exercise anymore. I don't know what the trigger moment was. I think being eliminated has a lot to do with it. Whether it was the, okay, we think we're all in the clear, and he's writhing on the ground again in Minneapolis, has to go to the blue tent. I don't know if that was the moment. I don't know what it was exactly. But something happened from post-game presser. Yeah, he could have gone back in. We just were a little bit cautious to, yeah, we're shutting him down, and now we're open conversation to what's going to happen the rest of the year. It feels to me like it was Peters.
Here was the question I was talking about in the exchange. This is Tom Shad, Washington Post, Dan Quinn, on Josh Harris's involvement.
Hey, Dan. To what extent, if any extent, was Josh involved in this decision?
Yeah, Adam and I obviously, like, you know, keep him in the loop on all the things that are going through it. So it's good. We continue to have dialogue with him. We meet on a regular basis before the games, Fridays, Mondays. So we have a constant dialogue, Tom. So that's helpful that it's not something that we have to go to on a big moment or anything. We just try to stay in a constant level of communication, and that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Has been really solid for us.
So just to clarify, this was a decision that you guys made and then notified him of, or am I correct on that?
Yeah, I guess that would be correct in the way that you'd say it. We talked and have discussions. I don't know if we notified him, but maybe a discussion's a better way to phrase that.
He took issue with the word notified. And after that, he would even say, like, we don't have the juice, just so we're all on the same page, to be notifying the owner of anything. I think he was trying to make a funny zing and a good line out of it. But you understand his point. For some reason, he was, like, nervous.
Just make sure. I want to be clear. I didn't tell the owner anything other than hello.
He doesn't want Josh Harris to find out that Dan Quinn said he told you. But
wait a minute. Quinn said what? Get his ass up here.
The reason for the question is pretty obvious. The perception is you should be telling the owner whether the quarterback's going to play again this season or not. He's going, well, we're not going to tell him that. We're going to discuss that with him. Let's go to the phones. Eli's in D.C. Eli, do you think this was a Dan Quinn decision?
Hey, fellas, thanks for taking my call. I do think this was a Dan Quinn decision. And if this was an ownership decision, for me, that would be a strike. You know, that would represent that we aren't on the same page and I have to now exercise my, you know, leadership duties to be able to say, no, this isn't happening. And I don't know if that's good for business or good for the future of what we're trying to do. So I hope Dan Quinn, you know, just saying, like, it's just not looking good for what we're trying to do. It's almost like, you know, he's a, for me, we, what Jaden Daniels is, and a lot of people keep saying that, well, he has to play, he hasn't played. No, he never played a snap in the NFL, and they went 12-5. And yeah, there was some Hail Marys and some things, but he was laser sharp. And I believe there is an off-season plan that can allow him to return to that. And he never saw some of these guys when he came into the NFL. Yeah, teams adjust, but there is a plan and there is a way. So they just have to figure out how to get that guy back to that degree of confidence. It's almost like when you walk into a class, you want to sit next to five. Like, you know, he's got the answers to the test. And you could feel that through the screen, and I didn't feel that. And until that returns, what are we talking about to a certain degree? He hasn't had what he needed, and I think at this point it almost feels like he was getting better reps at LSU than he was able to get during this year. Now he has to have, and it's also style of ball. Everybody, the style of football that he plays
coupled with some other things, it just doesn't look good for what you're asking him to do. So I think it was a good plan.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean asking him to do?
What we're asking him to do at the quarterback position, how he plays, their style of football, naturally he's going to move around. He's like Superman.
Right, but the offense they're running is about as LSU prospect coming out friendly as it gets. Like the, you know, unfairly, you had Camp Taylor-Britt, remember last year, call it the college offense. Yep. It is a very collegiate offense. Now, that's taken as a pejorative. I don't think it should be. Super effective. They're just outside of the top 10 in yards per play this year. They were elite last year. There's tons of teams that live in the shotgun. But for me, they should have done a lot more this year than they have to make his life easier and help him out with some layup throws in the middle of the field. But it would have made him uncomfortable initially. It would have, like the Bears and Ben Johnson are doing with Caleb Williams, it would have asked for him to get comfortable being uncomfortable. I think what Cliff has done, and maybe the reason you hire Cliff, honestly, you probably know you're going and getting Jaden Daniels. Remember, they go and get Marcus Mariota before all that.
Yep.
I think it all was a tell that this is what they wanted to run, but this is a lot like what he did at LSU. It's not a ton of in-breaking stuff in the middle of the field. It is a lot of throws outside the numbers. It is a lot of shotgun with the occasional pistol, some quarterback run stuff, not a lot of it, but I don't know. I guess I would disagree with the caller that like the style has put him in harm's way. What I would say, though, is I want more of an NFL traditional offense next year. This can be what they major in. It should be, probably.
Uh-huh.
But they need to minor more in under-center, West Coast, Shanahan-esque principles to help him. They're asking him to do the hardest thing that you could possibly do, which is the straight drop-back game. It's just not fair to a young quarterback that's how you've got to live all the time.
Yeah, even the guy that's going to be the MVP, in all likelihood, Matt Stafford. Look how many times there's some kind of run action, some kind of misdirection, some kind of bootleg, some kind of, you know, hey, this is muddy here, but the real look is somewhere else, the eye candy, et cetera, that you don't see on a play-in, play-out basis here in Washington. But maybe the only thing I'd sort of ask rhetorically is, there was a time last year during the magical run where he was Superman. I'm sitting there going, hey, this is fun. This is awesome. I'm not complaining. I'm only raising my hand very, very gently after everyone's left the class going, oh, Professor, is this sustainable? This is probably not fair to ask of somebody to do this all the time for a long time, especially a rookie. You go to the NFC title game, no one wants to hear any questions. That's fine. But maybe some of that catches up, right, where you maybe need some more counterpunches in there. And again, I think one of them could be what you're talking about, right, as a way to make things a little bit easier at times in this offense.
800-636-1067 is the number Scott called. Listening on the Odyssey app in Alabama. You can listen all over the DMV on 106.7 in Richmond on AM 910, FM 105.1, and coast to coast via Odyssey like Scott. What's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, Grant and Danny. Great to talk to you guys.
You too, buddy.
You as well.
Born out in the Shenandoah Valley, so I've been invested in the Redskins my whole damn life. Pretty disappointed with the year. But the reason I called in is an NFL question. I hear all the time about game balls and kicking balls. So what the heck is the difference? And getting kind of tired of seeing 55-yard plus field goals every game.
Well, you don't see them from Washington very often. I can tell you that. The rules changed this year. I mean, this is way off topic from what we're talking about.
I was
going to
say, we've got a Jaden Daniels convo going. He's like, I got to do this kicking ball question right now. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, but this year, you're allowed to actually treat the kicking balls for an extended period of time. Before, like, used to be, they take them out of the bag right at the start of the game. They walk them out there, and you kick them. But what they call K-balls, the kicking footballs in the NFL, are specialized. They're harder. They're newer balls. They're prepped differently than regular scrimmage footballs. They allow for better compression and distance off the foot, while regular balls are softer for better grip and catching by quarterbacks and receivers. But this year, they've changed the rules a little bit so that you can wear in the K-balls so that they actually play a little bit more friendly to kickers, which is why the field goals, when you're not a Commanders kicker, are able to be made.
30 teams or so have access to it.
From longer distances. They turned down another, like, 54-yarder yesterday, I think it was.
The Giants don't have access to it, and Washington doesn't have access to it.
But nobody told their interim head coach, Mike Kafka, I mean, he still basically acts as though he is coaching a team with a good kicker. He thinks Young Wei Koo is Atlanta's kicker from 5 years ago. He doesn't know all the stuff that's happened
since.
Doesn't
seem to be.
Let's go to Ian in Vienna on the Fan. What's up, Ian?
Off topic, Grant, one of your greatest predictions would have been, and is, and you should take credit for it, is Drake May over Jane Daniels and Ben Johnson over Dan Quinn. So I want to give you credit where credit is due.
Those You're trying to get me in better. Trouble. Those days are behind us. Okay,
that is
he's smiling and nodding right now. No, you can't see him.
That's not true. They drafted a quality quarterback. They got their franchise QB. Hopefully, he stays healthy. Dan Quinn had a good first season. What else you got on?
Yeah. No. So I listen. When I'm right, I want to take credit. When you're right, I'll give you credit. So on the to answer the question. Number one, I don't think this came from Dan Quinn. I think this came from Adam Peters. And this notion that fans have that we should never, the ownership is a one-way street where we tell the owner how it is and we're the football people, that's just not realistic in today's NFL. Owners just have a greater stake in everything. We've seen that all across the league. It is what it is. Obviously, there's PTSD from the Snyder era, but I think Harris Peters made this decision over Quinn. But the bigger concern is, and I'm a fire everybody guy, I would fire Quinn, I'd fire Peters, I would fire...
I mean...
Yeah, I would.
So what about the get-out-of-jail-free card from the NFC Championship game?
Did he turn in already?
Yeah, and we talked about this last year. There was a lot of flukish things that happened. Again, I say this on multiple radio stations. If your whole argument for why you have bad ratings this year is look at last year, that doesn't work with your boss. You have to update your resume every year. You can't point to last year and say, look at what we did. Bill Belichick won 6 Super Bowls and still got fired. So
he totally did. The only thing I'll say, and appreciate the phone call, thank you. The only problem with that is there is no precedent, really, for it being that good 1 year and then the next year being fired. Now, it's also very rare you go 12-5 to 4-13. And it is absolutely reasonable to have the conversation should they, should Dan Quinn be on a warming seat? Or would it be crazy if they fired him? Like, I think those are reasonable enough convos. But while he's on team fire everybody, I'm on team you can't fire a guy who's been around for 2 years, whose two seasons are NFC title game and disaster. Like, to me, they cancel each other out, and we see what's what next year. And I mean that for Quinn, and I mean that for Peters, and I mean that for Daniels. Like, this, I feel like we say this a lot. This is going to be one of the biggest years in team history. But the first four
you
games
really
next
do
year,
have a crossroads moment here.
I mean, you had one of the greatest years by a regime ever. You had one of the worst years that anybody's had here at any point.
Yeah.
If they start 3-0 next year, back on. Hey, we back, you know, we're back up. Let everybody know, right? Stringer Bell style. But if they go 1-2, 1-3, 1-4, I mean, now you're talking about, I would be in the bringing it up. Is it time to make a change? Is this guy now the first one likely to get fired on Bet Online or whatever? That's where we'd be.
Yeah. I mean, I take the most recent sample with slightly more weight, right? The first thing that happened, and then you've got decisions to sustain that, to continue that, et cetera. And then you look at those decisions independently. The vast majority, bad and wrong. Some very good. Laremy Tunsil, for example. I think Deebo Samuel's a net win for a fifth rounder, a guy that's been good at times, less productive at times, but even still, that's good. I'll go fifth rounder for that every time. But there's also a lot of bad. You guys already know who they are. So the most recent sample is going to drag him under 500 here. He's 16-15 overall as the head coach in Washington. Now, if these years were reversed, you'd go, oh my God, this guy's a genius. He established the winning ways. They played hard down the stretch for him in year one, despite being under-talented. And they're on their way to the NFC title game this year. They're building something special. It's now, what did we really just see the first year? How much was it just BS and luck? Because this is a disaster. You're 100% right. This offseason and then beginning of next year, watching like a hawk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.